This is an automated update from LinkedIn.com to remind you that you're having a work anniversary. Today, you have now been working for 3 years at...
Unemployed!
Congratulations! If you have time in your busy day, could you please take our survey about your work at...
Unemployed!
Is your work satisfying at...
Unemployed!
Are you proud to tell people you're a part of...
Unemployed!
Are people more or less interested in your opinion when they hear you work at...
Unemployed!
Thank you for taking our survey. Thank you for sharing your career achievements with LinkedIn, and we hope that you have many more years ahead at...
Unemployed!
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Welcome to January 30th.
Welcome back. Today is a very special day.
And I think I smell croissants.
It is National Croissant Day.
Huh, croissant.
Croissant? Croissant.
Would you like a croissant?
We are celebrating National Croissant Day this morning.
Croissant?
Oh, croissants.
It's croissant.
Croissants, I love croissants.
Oh, yeah.
It's showtime.
Croissant?
Oh. I'm rich. Yeah. You're not.
No. I'm not. Hi there. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now. You know what I really could go for? There you go. Or maybe a croissant sandwich. That would be pretty nice as well. Can you tell I'm a little hungry? It's the Thursday edition of the Mike Show. Maybe having a hard time is. Maybe a little bit of an overstatement, but it's the 30th. It is January 30th already. This has been probably one of my busiest months ever, hands down, ever, hands down. And we took off until the first full week of the month. But man, oh man, it has been nonstop ever since. With the show and with Radio 434, and we're about to celebrate our 10th anniversary of Radio 434, which is really, really cool. It's mind-boggling that we started this thing way back when. The show has been around. This is in this form. This show has been around for 25. This is the 25th season of the Mike Show, and it hasn't always been called the Mike Show. It was the morning show. It was the KHF morning show. It was the, you know, but this is, you know, it was the morning show on your radio, and this format, this way of us doing the show, we're celebrating with. This will be the 25th season. This is the 25th season, and then it's my 40th year in broadcasting this year. It's just bonkers. I'm not 100 years old. I started as a teenage disc jockey out of high school, and so 40 years in the broadcast industry, but this month has been an incredibly busy month. With all the events that we're doing at Three Roads or Ballad Brewing, all the stuff that we're doing out in the community, all the initiatives that we're getting back starting again for the new year, this has been a really, really busy month, and I can't believe it's already the 30th, and we've jam packed a lot of stuff. But then I sit and reflect, and I go, yeah, wow, we really did a lot of stuff. And it doesn't seem, it seems like the month dragged along and kept going and going and going. And now it seems like, wow, I can't believe it. How can that be? How can I think that the month dragged, but now I can't believe it's the 30th already? Anyway, all right. 1 month into the new year, I guess that's the best way to describe it. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live channel, our feature channel, and our live show on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you just simply enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast. We record all the live segments that we do each and every morning, Monday through Friday, and we put those together each day into a daily podcast, and then that's, and sans the music. We play music on the live channel in between segments. And then we take all those segments, you know, the interviews, the bits, the show open, all that stuff, and we put it all together into a full-length podcast. And you can find that. That usually drops around noon. And you can just search either the Mike Show VA, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also even ask Alexa, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can watch the Mike Show VA, the Mike Show, on Facebook at the Mike Show VA. All right. Show coming up on today's program, we've got Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. She has a guest that she's going to be bringing, and we're going to talk a little bit of business. And talking business, it's just business, baby. Also, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. Sunday is Groundhog Day. It's America attempts to capture the true excitement of a large squirrel predicting the weather. Well, we are going to delve into how accurate Punxsutawney Phil is, okay? And then there's a whole bunch of other rodents that there's like 10, no, 17, good Lord. There's 17 rodents that predict the weather, and we're gonna see if they stack up against Punxsutawney Phil. We're gonna see who is more correct in all in the entire history of groundhogging. I don't know. Maybe at least the last 20 years. Let's do it that way. And then we got a story that PETA wants to replace Punxsutawney Phil with something like a gender reveal. Yeah. Okay. So that's coming up. Plus our top list, top reasons Punxsutawney Phil sucks at his job. Take two. And our top list, top reasons Punxsutawney Phil sucks at his job. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Can't make it to Pennsylvania but still want to experience the fun of Groundhog Day? Then get your family the Little Groundhog Day playset.
It's got everything you need to celebrate in your own backyard. A top hat, a shovel to dig a hole, and the star of the ceremony, your very own groundhog.
Oh my God, get that out of my house!
Your kids will love it!
Get my broom!
And so will your pets!
He's moving up and down on Mr. Whiskers.
It's fun for the whole family.
I think it's chewing on Grandpa. It bit me. Oh my God, it bit me. My mouth is foaming. I can't feel face.
The Little Groundhog Day playset.
Rabies shots sold separately.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. Hi. So, as mentioned in the show open, this Sunday is Groundhog Day. And now, even though 4% of people believe Punxsutawney Phil is always 100% right, it's definitely not the case. I said it's not the case, all right? In fact, Phil is not even the most accurate weather-predicting groundhog. Did you know there are a bunch of them? We got a list. Of like 17. No, wait, we even have, I think, no, 19. Okay. So, in honor of Groundhog Day, the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, put together some stats on the groundhogs from across the U.S. to see who's been the most accurate and who's not over the past couple decades. They considered 19 groundhogs, all right, and similar species based on two main qualifications. They must have been prognosticating for at least 20 years. You'll go blind. And they must be active, even if they don't make a prediction every year, okay? So here is the list. We want to do this, let's do it from the bottom up in accuracy. And we'll save number one for last, because number one is 85% accurate. By the way, number 19, Mojave Max. He's a tortoise out of Nevada who was included for whatever reason. His accuracy is 25%. Woody the Woodchuck out of Michigan. His accuracy is 35%. He comes in at number 18. Punxsutawney Phil, yeah, he is number 17 in 17th place. Punxsutawney Phil out of Pennsylvania. His accuracy is only 35%. How do you pronounce this? Here, let me look up a pronunciation key on this. Pronounce. Okay. I can't even get a pronunciation on this. Shinagadali? Shinagadal? I can't pronounce that. But anyway, it's Shinagadal Sammy. It's a taxidermed groundhog out of Pennsylvania. It's not even alive. His accuracy is 38.9%. Now, come on. Okay, should he even count? He's taxidermied. How can he see his shadow? I don't think he should count, but anyway. Uni, the groundhog. He's also a taxidermied groundhog out of Pennsylvania. His accuracy is 47.4%. I don't think these taxidermied ones. Poor Richard, number 14. He's also a taxidermied groundhog. His accuracy is 50%. Now let's get to the real live ones. Holtville Hal out of New York. His accuracy is 50%. Dunkirk Dave, also out of New York. 50% accurate at number 12. Octoro Orfi, another taxidermy groundhog, 52.6%. Malvern Mel out of New York, 55% at number 10. French Creek Freddy out of West by God, Virginia. His accuracy is 55%, comes in at number 9. Buckeye Chuck out of Ohio. His accuracy is 55%. Woodstock Willie out of Illinois, 60% accurate at number 7. Jimmy the Groundhog out of Wisconsin. His accuracy is 60%. Gertie the Groundhog out of Illinois, She's right 65% of the time at number five. Concord Charlie out of West Baghdad, Virginia, is 65% accurate at number four. Now we're rounding out our top three. Third place, Lander Lil out of Wyoming. She isn't an actual groundhog. She's a bronze statue of a prairie dog. She's right 75% of the time. How can it see its shadow? I don't think that non-living things should count. General Beauregard Lee out of Georgia. His accuracy is 80%. And number one, Staten Island Chuck out of New York. His accuracy is 85%. Now, do we have Staten Island Chuck? Who do we got here? I think we have a message from him.
Brooklyn Benny here, coming to you with my annual message. Yeah, I'm a groundhog. What's it to you, asshole? I got three things to say, so listen up. First, Punxsutawney Phil is an idiot. You listen to that woodchuck, you got for brains. He couldn't see his shadow in a tanning booth. Second, you want to know if we got six more weeks of winter coming? What, are you writing a book? Step outside and open your zipper, moron. I'll laugh while you freeze your balls off. Third, you can have me forecast spring, say the Pledge of Allegiance, or do your taxes. I'm a rodent, d***it. Get a clue. Now, it's Groundhog's Day. I'm going to go get laid.
Okay. All right, Brooklyn Benny, where does he end up on the list? He's not. Okay. No, yeah, we said Mojave Max and Woody the Woodchuck out of Michigan. Anyway, so Brooklyn Benny is not even in the top 20. But let's do this. This is our top list. According to researchers, with way too much time on their hands and more money than I have, Punxsutawney Phil ranks 17th out of 19 weather-predicting groundhogs. Why the poor performance? Well, find out with today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons Punxsutawney Phil sucks at his job. All right, here we go. Here we go, number one. Hey, you try focusing on work when a random guy rips you from your home and dangles your naked body in front of the crowd. Top reasons Punxsutawney Phil sucks. His motto is, what would the mayor of Los Angeles do? Top reasons Punxsutawney Phil sucks at his job. He's consumed with jealousy that his cousin has a more high-profile job as our president's heir. Top reasons Punxsutawney Phil sucks at his job. It's tough for a guy to perform when the pressure's on. Right, fellas? Top reasons Punxsutawney Phil sucks at his job. He's still traumatized by that thing Richard Gere did with him. top reasons Punxsutawney Phil sucks at his job. He's quiet quitting until he gets paid as much as that other adorable weather-predicting rodent, Al Roker. And top reasons Punxsutawney Phil sucks at his job. He's 138 years old. That's it. That's the reason. There you go. The Mike Show. Man, coming up, what do we got? Oh, yeah, we got news and headline news. Not headline news. It's news. News to you. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Rodent Meat. No, something better to put in your mouth. It's a Jersey Mike's sub. Mm.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
That is, yes.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. 12 new acts have been added to the Grammy performance lineup for Sunday night. Nope, still nothing for you, Night Ranger. Meryl Streep cut out a car-sized hole in her fence to escape the L.A. wildfires, then was immediately awarded an Oscar for Most Dramatic Escape from the L.A. Wildfires. Researchers in Denmark discovered a 66-million-year-old clump of fossilized fish vomit, or as it's known at Long John Silver's, the number two special. And giant pandas from China are back at the National Zoo. Don't worry, before they were put on display, they were checked for a wire. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, however, and so happy you could join us. Okay, do we want to do real news and delve into it? Because we do things more on the lighter side of the news and pop culture and current events, so we're not, you know, really the hard-hitting one. But last night, the FAA confirmed that an American Airlines regional jet collided midair with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan Washington National Airport, just outside Washington, D.C. It happened about 8:50 p.m. There are no survivors after the plane and the helicopter crashed into the Potomac River. The American Eagle flight had departed a couple hours earlier from Wichita, Kansas. Was making its approach to a runway at the time of the collision. Officials said the plane split in two. It had 60 passengers and four crew members aboard. The U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter had a crew of three, according to the U.S. defense official. Last night, a senior FBI official said there was no indication of any criminality or terrorism in the crash. Reagan, by the way, has the busiest runway in America with over 800 landings and takeoffs a day. Here is D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly, then Kansas Senator Roger Marshall in this audio clip.
This evening at 8:48, an alert was sounded, initiating a large regional response to a report of an aircraft crash on approach to the airport. At 8:58, the first units arrived on the scene and found an aircraft in the water and began rescue operations. This incident has grown. There's currently about 300 responders working. So it's a highly complex operation. The conditions out there are extremely rough.
You know, when one person dies, it's a tragedy, but when many, many, many people die, it's an unbearable sorrow. It's a heartbreak beyond measure. It's really hard when you lose probably over 60 Kansans simultaneously, and I don't want to forget the pilots and the flight attendants and the military personnel we lost. You know, all those lives are so valuable, and it is such a tragedy that we lost them. Certainly we're crushed in spirit tonight. We mourn with the families who lost loved ones, and thank you for your thoughts and your prayers.
All flights were grounded. The airport was quickly shut down and is expected to be closed until at least 5 a.m. on Friday. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we have five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the world is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Before France abolished capital punishment, in 1981, executions were still carried out by guillotine, as they had been since the French Revolution. Good Lord. Number two. The Sutter family from Viking, Alberta, Canada, had seven boys. Six of them went on to become NHL players in the 1970s and 1980s. The seventh one won $10 million in the lottery. Good Lord. Number three. Women blink more often than men. Women blink an average of 19 times per minute. Men blink 11 times. Number four, Shakey's Pizza was founded by a guy named Sherwood Johnson. His nickname was Shakey because he got malaria during World War II, which left him with nerve damage, and it made him twitch. Number five, no point in Michigan is more than 85 miles from a Great Lake. Interesting. And those are your five random facts. Coming up, we have your audio vault. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. That's all on the way.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
Yep, it is the Mike Show Thursday edition. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia's 5K on the Runway. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly.
Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Foster. How's your week going?
It's going well so far. I really can't complain. We had an event-heavy week last week, and now we're getting it ready for the next week. We got some cool stuff coming up.
Now, I'm a little on the struggle bus that it's and I'm gonna sound very confusing, because I'm a little on the struggle bus, because it is already the 30th, and
right.
we've gone through 1 month, but somehow this month has gone by at a snail's pace, but very fast. How is that possible? How can I? I'm kind of coming to the realization and grappling with this that this was a jam-packed month, and we put a lot into it, and we did a lot in the month of January, and we actually took off until the 6th, and in that little bit of time, we crammed a lot of stuff in there, and now I'm like, I can't believe it's the end of January already.
Well, see, that's the problem, is you and I both took off till the 6th.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, you come back from vacation, you're like, oh no, I have to work. And then you work and you work and you work, but it crawls by, because those 2 weeks of holiday time were just pure bliss. But
now
we're back to the real world.
And back with a vengeance, because, I know you guys were, very event heavy. We were very event heavy as well. And then planning out, finalizing and planning out and scheduling things that we're going to do all year long. We crammed a lot into January. Well, this guy, you brought a guest, as you are wont to do from time to time. Who did you bring? And we'll talk about what he's got going on.
Well, I actually brought who I feel like is a regular guest of the Mike Show. Mm-hmm. Jeff, you're honestly in our VIP club at this point. And it's nice to have you back for 2025, one of the very first people to come on the show. And if people watch regularly, they know what business you're with, Virginia Furniture Market.
Yeah. And I appreciate being on here, and appreciate
absolutely
what they do. And Mike, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, so I understand you guys have a new or newish store. Is it brand new? Has it opened up yet?
It had just opened. The ribbon cutting was on Tuesday.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So Virginia Furniture Market, Billiards and More. Where is this located?
It's on 220 right there in Rocky Mount, right there across from our main store.
Okay. This is fantastic. So as the name implies, mm-hmm. I would imagine that you're selling washing machines.
Yeah, exactly. we're selling pool tables, dart boards, air hockey tables, home theater systems, seating, just about anything you can do to, for your home recreation.
All right. So
man cave,
G shed, whatever it is that you want to outfit, you can do it at Billiards and More.
Of course.
That is awesome. You guys have such different stores, and that just complements the ones that you have already so well.
Yeah, and it's a fun store too, because everything that is in there is playable. So you can go in and you can play and you can just have fun.
Nice. I'm looking for, here we go. Here is, I'm going to bring this graphic up on the screen. Mm-hmm. Just as mentioned, pool tables, gaming tables, bar furniture, home theater seating, shuffleboard. You got shuffleboard.
You have shuffleboard.
That is so cool.
That is awesome. Electronic ski gaming. Ski ball.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. All right. I might never leave the basement. Ever. There might not be any reason for me to go out if I had this. Now we've got to go shopping now, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
And, it's a really fun store, and I'm very excited for that new venue.
Now, how long has this been in the making? Is this something that you guys have been talking about for a while, or and just hadn't quite pulled the trigger, or how'd this come about?
Well, we were looking for something different, and there's nothing like it in Southwest Virginia, so we wanted to provide another service for our customers.
This is really, really cool, and I hear your birds.
Yeah, there they go.
Nice. Well, Jeff, again, this is located where?
In Rocky Mount, right on the 220 corridor between our other four or five stores.
Nice. All right. plenty of inventory. Check it out. It's open now. And then you guys always have great deals and always good sales, around all the traditional sale periods. But I would imagine that that this is the place to check out if you want to. If 2025, you said, you know what? I've got that rec room. I've got that basement. I want to refinish it, but I don't quite know what to do with it. There you go.
That's it.
Yep.
And, the pool tables and everything can be handmade to your specifications. So
it's wow.
Cool. That is so cool. You guys do such a great job with making everything not only like customizable, but every one of your stores, this one in particular, of course, are just like a fun experience to go in. You can go check out everything. Everybody's super nice to you. They treat you like a king. That's awesome. I'm really excited to go check it out. But what have you guys got going on at your store in Bedford?
On February 7th, we have our, I think it's 24th annual in-stock, in-store clearance event starting.
Oh, nice.
So, we're going to have a lot of one-off deals. You come in, you buy it, you take it that day. I know one thing we have four chairs. I think they're $149 for a set of four dining room chairs. We have a sectional for reclining six-piece sectional for $19.99. So we have a lot of stuff going on. Plus, we're going to be offering, at least 12 months same as cash and up to 60 months financing.
Very, very cool. Well, check it out. It's Virginia Furniture Market. You can check out their billiards and more. You can check out the store in Bedford. And Jeff, where's that one located?
Right off of Independence Avenue.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. And
Mike froze a little bit. Normally it's me.
Did I freeze?
Oh man, I'm running the show today. I'm taking over your spot, Mike.
No,
I'm the one that freezes. It was you today.
I think I'm doing just fine.
Was it me?
Yeah, it might have been your system glitched.
I think I'm getting gaslit right now.
I don't think so. Again, thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you. We appreciate everything that y'all do down there. Foster, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right, great. So Foster, tell us what's going on with the Bedford Area Chamber.
So I mentioned we have some stuff coming up. We actually have an event next week. It's our very first speed networking event of the year. We haven't done speed networking since 2020. It was actually our last event that we did before the pandemic. I know. I wasn't there. So when I say we, I mean the chamber as an institution. But it's really cool being able to bring it back, because we've already gotten such great response from people, just really excited about it. And we're stepping away from the freeform networking, because we really want people to have an impact, to use their time and their energy really wisely and get that ROI from going to a networking event. So you are guaranteed to make 49 connections by coming here. We only have a couple seats left. I know, I was kind of nervous because it's the first week of February. We took those 2 weeks off. I was like, are we going to be able to fill all these seats? But we're doing it. I'm going to knock on wood too, because I don't want to jinx it, but there's only a couple seats left and it's going to be an awesome event. We have people from banks, advertising, nonprofits, local government, tourism, you name it, they're going to be on the guest list. And it's a great way to meet everybody in the room, say everything you need to say, and have a good time while doing it. So I really recommend, you don't have to be a member to come. But I really recommend considering it, because not only is it a great event, but we won't have another one till November. So seize the moment to be at this event.
Absolutely. Speed networking. So polish up your elevator pitch. And by the end, if 49 people, you'll get really, really good at describing your business and what it is that you do.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, the first couple ones, just plan on those being, a one-off. You're probably not going to land them unless awkward works.
I mean, awkward is genuine, and it's like I said, it's our first speed networking event since 2020. A lot of people probably haven't done speed networking before.
Yeah.
And that's really the thing about networking that you and I have talked about is like, sure, it can be so intimidating to put yourself out there.
It really can be. And
we're all in the same boat.
Yeah. I'm a relatively outgoing person. So when I walk in, it's kind of like, it's kind of like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack.
Please.
I'm just like, hey, everybody, hey, how's it going? You know, but for a lot of people, they struggle with networking, but this is a great opportunity. It really is a tremendous effort that you can get out there and meet all these people in one setting. If your goal in 2025 is to grow your network, this is a great way to do it. Couple seats available. You can register at the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce website. Just go to bedfordareachamber.com, click on the events, and you'll find it. It's in February. All right, gang. I think we covered a lot.
Yeah, we did.
We've solved the world's problems when it comes to recreation at home. We've solved the world's problems on where the heck you're going to get a great deal on some furniture. And we've solved the world's problems on how we're going to network and reach 49 new business contacts this year. Done.
Yep. Done.
Yep. And Foster. Yeah, Foster is.
I'm a table host, so you all see me there.
All right. Well, Jeff, we're looking forward to it. Foster is frozen up. There she is.
I know. I'm back.
All right. Well, it is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. See you guys.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, all Mike. Right. Thank you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, did you know today is National Inane Answering Machine Day? It's a day to celebrate those awkward, maybe cringeworthy and often nonsensical voicemail outgoing messages. Let's call and get more information.
Happy Inane Answering Message Day. You've reached the dark void between NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. Sorry we can't come to the phone right now because we're pacing the living room trying to fill the emptiness by ranking our favorite chips for game day. So leave a message and we'll get back to you once we remember what people actually talk about when they're not yelling at the TV because of bad referee calls.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excuse the pun, but egg prices are going to continue to be expensive. Thank you. Due to the aviary flu, you can't chicken dance around the issue. The price isn't coming down anytime soon.
Clucky made the eggs for you until she got the bird flu. Now Clucky don't make no eggs no more. If you want an omelette and you go to the Target, you will notice that the egg prices have soared. Back in November they said that with a new president, oh my god, the price of eggs will be so cheap. But the hardest thing to do when you're fighting the bird flu is to get that tiny mask around their beaks.
Yeah. Let's go to viral videos. Okay, I kind of want to... No, let's not do this in Stupid Criminals. The L.A. Sheriff's Department released chest cam footage
of two police officers rescuing a 100-year-old lady from a retirement home during the Eaton fire this month. They saw another woman outside walking her dog and told her to evacuate. She told them that there might still be somebody inside, so they went in and found out why she wasn't out. She hadn't recharged her hearing aids and was confused.
Sheriff's Department! Anybody inside? You gotta evacuate! Hello?
Oh, hi! Okay, perfect. Is there anyone else with you?
No.
Okay. Where were you at?
I've been trying to find a way out.
Let's get you out of here.
Get you out.
But don't lose me.
I promise
I won't. No, we'll lose you. Don't worry. We've been yelling. Did you hear us?
I didn't hear. I'm deaf.
Okay.
I have to charge my hearing aids. I'm 100.
Oh, my. All right. Another viral video. A TikTok account called Catherine Hates Boomers is going viral after the woman claimed she knows the real reason your boomer boss schedules so many meetings.
Boomers love meetings. They'll have meetings about meetings. Meetings make them feel important because next time somebody's trying to schedule something, like a doctor's appointment, the doctor says, can we do it on Wednesday the 12th? They can say, no, sorry, I can't. I have a meeting that day. Oh, you're an important person who has meetings. Anybody can email. Work is about showing your title. An email just does not convey that grandeur. They also love their paperwork so they can file things away in a drawer to never be seen again. But having paperwork, that makes you important. That's why we can't work from home, because nobody's going to see when you're suited. You're not going to be able to tell them you have meeting scheduled.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. All of those we are going to do in Stupid Criminals. Wow. There's a lot. Okay. Happy birthday to Phil Collins. He is 74 today. He began as the drummer of Genesis. When Peter Gabriel left to go solo, they auditioned for a new lead singer. In rehearsals, Phil's singing sounded so good, they chose to just go with him. He went on to do his own solo thing, producing himself and other artists, always making sure his drums were highlighted in the mix. Phil Collins, 74 today. Nice. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Let's press that so we have the music again. There we go. We did that one. Let's go to comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Rocky Laporte. Laporte on a place that he's visited recently.
Went to the Las Vegas Zoo. You ever? Yeah, it's a piece of crap. You ever been in there? They got like four birds and a squirrel. They didn't even have good animals. There was like a lizard or something ran by. The guy goes, that's not ours. So, what? Then they charge you to get in there. Do you believe that? Yeah. It's like $8. It comes out to like a buck an animal. Folks, they had a sign in the bathroom. It said, no smoking or eating. Yeah. Who's going to eat in the bathroom at a zoo? You're like, hey, the zoo don't smell bad enough. Let's go have a snack in the John. And whose job is it to go in there and check on that, you know? They're like, hey, Jimmy, when you're done washing the duck, go to the bathroom, make sure nobody's eating in there, will you?
All right. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here. Lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, give it a tug. Yeah, let's keep that sound inside. All right. Coming up, we're going to get even more stupid with your Stupid Criminals in .news, and we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, Jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Here we had a bunch. Let's start with this one. All right. I mean, good Lord. At this point, there's nothing in your home that somebody wouldn't steal if they had the chance. Even your toilet. A 40-year-old man in Tennessee named Rodriguez Wilborn was caught after allegedly breaking into a home last week and stealing a toilet. If you're wondering if the seat was up or down, the answer is neither. The crapper was new and still in the box. We don't know what his plan was. He reportedly got the box out of the house and was preparing to leave the property when he realized that he had been caught. It's unclear if he heard someone or an alarm went off or he saw a camera. But he started dragging the toilet back towards the house and then ran off. Jumped a fence while fleeing. Police caught up with him a little while later. He was charged with aggravated burglary. And then there's this. A guy in Millwood, Florida got arrested on Sunday for assaulting his roommate with a bologna sandwich. 29-year-old Octavius Chandler whipped the sandwich at his roommate while they were arguing about video games. The guy told police he was trying to sleep, and he took his PS5 back from Octavius's bedroom because he was being too loud while playing it. The sandwich hit him in the center of the chest, and that was it. Police report said he had no visible injuries. Not a lot of mass to a bologna sandwich, I would imagine. Anyway, Octavius got charged with a felony, though, because it's not his first rodeo. He's been arrested multiple times for battery, including two other attacks that also involved video games. He got upset over a video game in 2022, and he threatened a 60-year-old man with a knife. Then a year later, he pleaded no contest after choking out his own sister during a fight that involved him gaming. Now he's facing fresh charges for felony battery and violating his probation. Let's look at this guy. This is strange. An Aussie Instagram model named Emily Bright posted a video claiming she bought a wrap at a sandwich place in New Zealand and found a knife in it. She said she took a couple of bites, then bit into something hard. Luckily, it was the orange handle, not the blade. She thought it was a carrot. She's going viral because how does that happen? Let's listen.
I was just eating my chicken wrap and I bit into this little orange bit. I'm like, that's a really hard carrot. Look what they left in my wrap. Thank goodness I ate from this side and not from that side. But that's pretty funny.
A lot of you are saying I should sue. This isn't America, this is New Zealand, and I'm not quite too sure if that's something that I can do. It's funny. It was a shock, a big surprise, and it made my day. And I didn't want to get the sweet old lady fired.
Okay. I had a couple stories in here, in this folder. All right. Got that one. Got that one. Got that one. Oh, man. All right, a homeless homicide suspect in Missouri looks a lot like Sideshow Bob from The Simpsons. Here, wait. Oh, man. All right, let me share this. I'm sorry, taking time here. Here's what the guy looks like. Not only that, but the attack took place in Springfield. Here, I think we have sound on this.
Yes, I admit it. I hated him. His hackneyed shenanigans robbed me of my dignity for years. I played the buffoon while he squandered a fortune on his vulgar appetites. I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for these meddling kids.
Take him away, boys.
I don't think that's real audio. Anyway, three people stole a subway train in New York City. And took it for a joyride and posted the video on social media. Police are still looking for them. Here are subway riders reacting to the video.
Imagine somebody is in front of the train right now and they hanging off. And then say like the train stop. They could fall on the tracks and the train will run over them. It'll be over.
Social media.
Yep.
That's too much of the phone.
Yep. A school in California was forced to cancel classes indefinitely after its copper wiring was stolen, knocking out its power. Here's the superintendent, Ruben Arugula, talking about the hundreds of thousands of dollars damage done to the school.
Upon further examination, we discovered someone had broken in and has stripped all our copper wiring out of the breakers, essentially leaving the campus dark. We're not flush with a bunch of money to all of a sudden replace, you know, thousands of feet of wiring, copper wiring. Right now, we have an estimate of it'll be somewhere between $150,000 to $250,000 just to get this campus back up.
Good Lord. A 72-year-old bus driver in Wisconsin was arrested for multiple charges, including operating while intoxicated. After driving erratically, not letting kids off the bus, here's audio of the kids freaking out on the bus and some of the 911 radio call and two students talking about the experience.
Bus driver one apparently didn't stop at the last 8 stops and a student screaming in the background.
We were screaming, stop the bus, stop the bus, stop the bus. I was scared because he didn't stop at any of the first few stops. And I was scared that the other kids weren't going to get to go home.
He was just like getting mad over little stuff.
Well, there's good news in the world and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An 8-year-old kid in Philadelphia named Declan LeBaron is in the news after an internet do-gooder gave him free tickets to see the Eagles win the NFC Championship. He has juvenile arthritis, and he's been in the hospital 17 times. Here's Zachary Daranowski of MD Motivator surprising Declan with the tickets to the game, and then the kid enjoying the game on the sidelines.
Would you rather have $1,000 cash or a mystery bird?
Mystery bird. I just like the Eagles a lot.
Oh, you love the Eagles? And you've been in the hospital?
17 times.
You've been in the hospital 17 times?
Yeah.
Close your eyes, and on the count of three, say, fly, Eagles, fly. 1, 2, 3.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Thank you.
Those are tickets. You're going to the game, man.
I love you.
Love you, bro. Yeah!
Holy, holy, holy. Eagles!
And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They've got their United Way 5K on the runway. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show, the Finally Friday edition. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?